The wording on the front says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And it's a good reminder because we often don't realize that we are humans and we need this each and every week. We need to remember what Jesus has done for us. We don't realize how life can get away from us so fast. Just in a little example, a man who lived in New York City, he had a very important job. And it was a lot riding on the decisions that he made. And one day, things just weren't working out. Everything he did went wrong. Every decision he made was bad. And then finally, at the end of the day, he decided that all he wanted was just a nice, peaceful ride home. And when he got on the subway, he was sitting there in his seat, thinking about the decisions that he made. And the next stop, a young man got on with his two boys. They were both very young. And the door closed and the subway took off again. And the boys, they just would not sit still. They wouldn't quit screaming. They wouldn't quit hollering. And it just made the day even worse. And finally, before the man got off the subway, he turned to the man and he says, "Can't you control your boys?" And the man had a blank stare on his face. He said, "We just came from the hospital. The boys' mom passed away." And he says, "I haven't told them yet. I don't know what to tell them." We just don't realize how short life is and how much we need to remember what our Lord and our Savior is means to us. In 1 John 2 chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, "My children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the world." We are not, as long as we draw a breath, we have a control to make the decisions of our life. And it is while we draw this breath that we should ponder the things of life. Because when our life is over, we have no more control. In Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, in the 8th verse, "There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall the wicked deliver those that are given to it." Now what this 8th verse means is that if a man decides that, you know what, I don't want to die, he has no control over that. If he says to it, "I'm going to keep my spirit, I'm not going to give it to God," there's no discharge in that battle. There's nothing man can do of himself. God is in control of it. And the other verse I want you to think about is Proverbs, the 21st chapter and the 30th verse. "There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord." Once we meet our Maker, there's nothing we can do. There's no argument we can give. There's nothing we can say that's going to change anything. So while we have the time and that we draw our breath, we should consider our thoughts and our wants, desires, because this is the only thing that's important. what he has done for us. We sang the songs about the blood of our Savior this morning. And it is through that blood we have forgiveness of sin. And it is through what our Lord has done for us that we have these opportunities. Because once we die, it's done. We have no more opportunities. We are given each and every Lord's Day the opportunity to remember what He's done for us. And what He has done, He's done the impossible. We just got done studying about the death of Jesus at our home congregation. And there was a lot of things that I wanted to say and a lot of things that I thought might be appropriate. But what needs to be said is hallelujah. He is risen. He has died to forgive us of our sins. And we have this memorial that we can surround the table and remember each and every Lord's Day what He's done for us, because we really need it. That man on the subway felt about this tall because he thought his day was so horrible it didn't even compare to what the man with the two little boys had. So we have an opportunity at this time to partake of the Lord's Supper, to remember what our Lord and our Savior has done for us, because He gave it all. He didn't leave anything left. He completed everything. Ask Parker if he would offer a prayer at this time for the loaf.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank You so much for this blessing of another day You've given us. Day that we can use to worship and praise You through our lessons that are given by the speakers here this morning, and our praise through the songs which we sing to You. Please be with us throughout the rest of this service. Help it to go well and good in Your sight. Please bless this bread at this time as we take it in remembrance of Jesus' body on the cross. We know that His sacrifice was so great and overshadows anything that may happen in our lives. And we are so thankful for His sacrifice. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll ask Colin if he would offer a prayer for the fruit of the vine this time.
Dear Lord, thank You for this blessing of another day. Thank You for the opportunity that we have to come together to worship You and to remember the great sacrifice of Your Son. We know that without this sacrifice, we would have no hope of eternal life. We wouldn't have forgiveness of our sins. And we are forever grateful for this perfect sacrifice that You've given us. Please bless the cup now as we pass it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother Mark made the comment about the second verse of that song that he thought it was the most beautiful song or verse in the song. In the Red Book, I believe it's song number 287, the second verse talks about God loving and giving the best of heaven. And I don't think that there's ever a statement that could be said of how God loved His Son so much that He gave us the best of heaven. He came down to earth and He gave His life. We have an opportunity to lay by in store, to give as we've been prospered. Now, there is a box back in the corner that I've been instructed to tell you that's how they take the offering. And we'll have a prayer at this time, and we'll ask Seth if he would give a prayer for the offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings you give us. Thank you that we were able to come together this morning and sing praises to your word and glorify you. Thank you for your son who came down and died on the cross for our sins so that we can have hope of heaven with you. Please help us remember how much we've been blessed with, and to help us have a cheerful heart as we give back. Please be with us the remainder of the service and the remainder of our weeks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.